You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
The program, we've got Erin G coming to us live from Tamaki Makaurau. Morena to you, Erin. How are things up there?
Morena, how are you? It's so nice and sunny this morning. It's a little bit windy, but hey, what can you expect?
Hey, what can you do? It's pretty chill here. It's like nice and sunny, which is good for a change. Yesterday was probably the coldest day we've had all year. And just slowly getting ready to embrace the cold, because it's going to be here very permanently in like a month's time. Yeah. Have you spent much time in Dunedin?
Double blankie season.
Yes, indeed. That's something I really love is the smothering weight of a double blanket. It is it's a beautiful thing.
Cozy season.
Yeah. Do you have a weighted blanket, man?
No, but I prefer many blankets over one.
Very dense, heavy. Yeah, that's fair. I've got one, and it is kind of a game changer, but I appreciate kind of spreading the load a little bit. So we had to talk about your new track, Chameleon, which is a total left field track from your previous work, which is mostly in the realm of D&B. This song's much more kind of indie rock based. How long have you been wanting to do a track like that?
So my indie roots go back to like OG Erin G. I just sort of fell into the electronic scene quite pleasantly. And I've just sort of been coming back into myself and my sound, and especially coming back into being more of a solo artist, which I did start as. So Chameleon's actually been with me since I think I wrote it when I was 17.
Yeah, in high school, right?
Yeah. It's really been through so many versions of me, and I was really fortunate to receive the New Zealand Air Pan Asian funding last year. So yeah, I just kind of shot with it, and I'm sort of back in my OG era.
Yeah, do you feel like you were kind of back in your OG era, maybe not particularly confident with how you were approaching the kind of indie vibe, or was, yeah, what did you struggle with finding your footing in that genre?
A little bit. I think just like how life went for me back in like the last couple of years, like it just kind of naturally progressed into the electronic scene, and like, I don't know, I feel like I probably just like lost a little bit of like who I was as an artist, and I've just really come back into that now. Mm-hmm. And I really like know my sound and what my sort of creative world of like Erin G wants to look like and sound like now. Mm-hmm. So it's just very much like come at like the right time, right place, and like, I don't know, just gathering all my experiences and things from the last year into like what I embody my indie world as now.
Nice. The track itself was written in high school, as you mentioned before, according to the press release, while watching a friend fall in love. What was that experience like? What did that experience give you?
Oh, such a wholesome thing. They're still together. They've been together
beautiful.
For like 6-7 years. She's still my bestie. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like a song, when I write songs, like it kind of like moves meanings like as life goes on. Uh-huh. Originally when it was written, I don't know, I just thought it was the most wholesome thing to watch like my friend fall in love for like the very first time. And it's even more wholesome now that they're like still together. And yeah, I don't know. But for now, like the song sort of like represents my like dual cultures, me being a chameleon and like the fluidity of it, but also just my own experiences of love and how sweet it was and how things move.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Something I gleaned from the track is maybe an avoidant attachment style, given there's lines about leaving your friends on read. And I figured that there's also kind of a thing about trying to figure out more of who you are as a person. Is that kind of similar to what you were saying there?
Yeah, it also kind of like represents the whole like, you know, when you first fall in love and like seeing my friend falling in love, you kind of do sort of hermit a little bit with that situation, and then you sort of figure out like your footing in front of that. So I thought like, isn't that like the most wholesome thing, that like you can like love someone or situation and like sort of detach from the world in that sense?
Yeah, for sure. I want to touch on the idea of like hermiting yourself from your friends when they get into a relationship, because I feel like a lot of people, especially cis hetero people, tend to become quite reclusive when they enter a relationship. And I think that in a lot of these hetero relationships, people should really, which I am in one, people need to maybe platform and center their friends a little bit more. Right? I think that's something everyone could do a bit more.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. In the video, your second persona, or one of your many personas, is wearing a hat that looks like a Viking helmet and a chandelier had a baby. Did you make that yourself, or did you find it somewhere else?
No, I wish I made it. I mean, that would be incredible. So I'm half Chinese, and like as I'm stepping more into like my artistry, like representing that side of me is just as important. So that's actually from the Miao region in China.
Oh, wow.
So it's a headpiece. Uh-huh. I'm not from that area, but as I'm like half Chinese, I kind of get placed into a lot of things. Oh, not me forgetting the words.
You get put in boxes, would you say?
Yeah, I get put in boxes a lot, and like I get sort of, yeah, it's no one knows who I am, and I find myself sometimes being a bit confused, hence the whole chameleon situation. But I just thought, like, how beautiful is my culture, and as I'm like researching more about the creative side and like everything, I just thought, like, why should I not put this in and educate people in that sense that like China is more than the like little things, right?
No, I mean, it's like what the most continuous civilization on the planet. It's been around for like, what, 10,000 years or some shit. It's been ridiculously long. And there's, yeah, I didn't realize that was a cultural headpiece. So that's beautiful. That's gorgeous. Do you think you'll try and wear more of those kind of clothes in the future, or pieces?
Yeah, absolutely. Like in the sort of the white dress, so like the younger version of myself. I have this dot, or this like lotus flower on my forehead, and that's actually like from the Tang Dynasty, and that was like a fashion statement back then. So there's just very like subtle things when you look at the visuals that you're like, oh, because even like I've got some like headpieces on my braids, and they're from the Miao region as well, because they're mainly silver, I believe. And like even my dress that was made by Jenny, this gorgeous fashion designer, also has like elements of our Chinese culture within it, so it's super cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I think you know, as someone who walks two worlds in essence, I think you're, you know, it's cool to, it's awesome to see you find your identity on screen. I mean, the video for this thing is gorgeous. It's set in this very idealistic kind of massive green grove gardening type thing. Has nature always been a bit of a respite for you?
Yeah, I think we like, we're, to our core, we're all connected to nature. Like it's the whole cycle thing. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's like the purest thing, obviously, on this earth, but just in the sense of like spirituality and like what's in my heart, I just feel like that's just the connection to everything. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just makes sense.
Mm-hmm. For sure. It's a shame you're in Tamaki, but it seems like it's one of the least natural places in the country. But no. Is it pretty accessible where you are to get to a nice wee wild area?
Yeah, okay, I live out west, so I'm quite near the Wops and everything, so it's pretty easy, and we're near the water, which is so lovely, and like it's a nice little connection to just be able to look out my window and be like, see,
yeah,
and
awesome.
Tree.
That's so sick. That's so sick. You've got a pretty busy year ahead of you with a Liquid D&B project coming soon with you and DJ / producer Altercation. How is it going from that kind of creative mode to working on your indie rocky solo stuff?
I guess it's like the same thing of like, I don't need to fit into a box, and like I'm always going to write and create what sort of I'm feeling at the moment. This EP is so cool because I really feel like it's the best of like both worlds of what I bring to the electronic scene and then what Joel Altercation brings as well, because he's got some amazing production skills, and I've always admired that, like for the last, yeah, I've known him for like 6 years. So again, it was like serendipitous timing of us just creating a piece and then it just stemming into a full little mini EP. And even like visually, it kind of embodies that whole like indie vibe. It doesn't really follow the natural sort of path that like an electronic drum and bass song usually would go down. Mm-hmm. Like it's quite new and it's experimental, but I don't know, it's kind of like intersecting both worlds. Awesome. Which I'm really about.
Do you find that you have to do a lot of like mental work to shift gears when you go between these different modes, or is it pretty like just like that?
Yeah, honestly, never. I'm just sort of going with whatever's in my heart or in my brain, whoever's working at the moment.
Whatever takes charge in the moment, that's great. So is that project going to drop soon? And is the project that Chameleon is from, is that going to be dropping this year?
Yeah, so the music video for Chameleon comes out officially this Friday. Uh-huh. The song came out last Friday. And then the EP dropped on the 2nd of May, a.k.a. my birthday month, a.k.a. Oh. month, a.k.a. the best month of the year.
Hell yeah. Well, it's not October. But you is that the indie EP or is that the D&B EP you're talking about?
That's the D&B EP. This Chameleon project's a solo situation, but I am working on a live performance video.
Awesome.
I'm really excited to share that soon.
Very, very fun. And will you have any plans of visiting Te Waipounamu this year?
You know what? Yeah, because like we need to. My whole thing this year is like, I need to explore New Zealand a bit more. Like, why am I stuck here in Auckland?
Good question.
Being silly. I need to explore everywhere else in New Zealand because, yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful country. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, exactly. And as well as that, I feel like your stuff would land, especially your D&B stuff, would land very well with the residents of Studentville here in Dunedin. I mean, I'm sure you know the reputation we have for loving D&B.
Dead ass. I need to do some targeted ads.
Yeah, totally, totally.
I need to target you guys.
Pull the scope up. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on the program, Erin. It was lovely chatting with you. And all the best for your 2025.
So much love. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, folks. That was Erin G. We're talking about her new track, Chameleon, which we're going to play for you right now. After that, we have a corridor with Lake South about his new track, Auckland, So Close to Nothing at All. You're listening to The One. It's 10:18. Keep it locked.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.